Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here. Very exciting day in Mishnah Yomi land. We are finishing Bava Metzia. Right now we're in chapter 10, Mishnah Hey. Misha Haya Kautlo, Samuch Leginat Havero. Somebody had a wall next to the garden of his neighbor. V'nafal, and Nebuch, the wall fell down. V'amarlo, and the gardener told him, Pnei Avanecha, please take out your stones. Amarlo, and the neighbor said, Higiucha, you know what? You keep the stones. I don't want to mess with it. You can pick them up and you can keep them. Ein Shomin Lo. We do not have to listen to the wall owner. If the gardener doesn't want to take them and keep them, the wall owner is obligated to remove them. Misha Kibol Alav. But if the gardener accepted, he says, you know what? Okay, I'll keep the stones. I'll take them. Amar lo, and then the wall owner said, Heilach et yitziotecha, you know what? I've changed my mind. I'm going to give you your expenses. I'll pay you for schlepping the stones. And, you know, let me have those stones back. I want to rebuild my wall. Ein shomin lo. We don't listen to the wall owner. Once the gardener has picked up the stones and taken them, he now has acquired them, and the wall owner has no right to change his mind. Of course, if the gardener hadn't touched the stones yet, the wall owner could still go and take them and could change his mind. The Mishnah begins a similar case. A socher et a poel. Somebody hires a worker, lasotimo betevin v'kosh, to gather straw and stubble from the field. Amar lo, and once he's done, he says, ten li schari, hey, give me the money, pay me. Amar lo, tol moshe asita bischarecha. He says, you know what? The owner says, go ahead and take all the straw and stubble that you've gathered, and that's your payment. Ein shomin lo. If the worker doesn't want to be paid in straw, then we don't listen, and we would make the owner give him cash. Misha kibol alav. But if the worker accepts the straw as his wages, the amar lo, and then the employer changes his mind. He says, hey, lech schracha, you know what? Here's the cash. Fania tola chili, I actually do need that straw. Ein shomin lo. We don't listen to him. Once the worker has agreed to be paid in straw and has taken the straw as payment, the employer can no longer change his mind. The Mishnah brings another case where someone is causing damage indirectly in the public domain. A motzi zevel, the shu'at rabim. Someone takes out his manure into the public street. The idea is over there it's going to get dried out, it's going to get trampled on and processed into fertilizer. Hamotzi, motzi. The hamizabil, mizabil. So the guy taking out the manure needs to take it out, and the one who's using it as fertilizer needs to take it right away. You can't leave it sitting in the street for people to slip on it or for people to ruin their Shabbos shoes on it. It's got to be, you know, it comes out in the street and the one who's taking it to the field takes it right away. Now in Bava Kamma, we mentioned that during certain times of the year, it was permitted to leave fertilizer out for longer to get trampled and processed. This is not dealing with that time. Now the Mishnah adds, Ein shorin titz b'rishut rabim. We don't soak your clay in the public domain. You know, the clay can dry out and be very dry, and you need to have it rain on there or soak it there in order to knead it and make your building materials. Ein lovnim levenim. We don't brick bricks. Levenim is bricks. Lovnin is the verb of making bricks. And as we learned back in Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians didn't give straw to the Jews to make the bricks anymore, that part of the process is kneading clay with straw to harden it, and then it takes a long time for these things to dry out in the sun. So you can't leave them sitting there in the street. You know, people could trip on them and come to damage. But you could knead the clay in the public domain and then take it to the private domain next door. You understand, like having parking the cement mixer in front of the construction site, even though it's in the street, that's perfectly acceptable because you're pouring the cement. Avolo levanim, but you can't stack a bunch of bricks to dry in the public street. Similarly, habone b'shut harabim, somebody is building right next to the public street. They're building their Beit Knesset right next to a big street. Mevi avonim, mevi, the contractor bringing the stones, can take them and leave them right there in the street in front of the construction zone. Habone bone, but the builder has to take them right away and start using them. You can't leave stones and construction materials stacked in the street. Vimhizik, and if it causes damage, even though the stones aren't there very long, the builder is using them right away. Mishalim ma shehizik, they must pay for whatever damage is caused. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he adds, of mitaken hu et melachto lifnei shloshim yom. The contractor or the builder, he's building a bayit, he's building something, he can prepare the construction materials and have stacks in them for 30 days as he's building. Now, obviously, they'll put up cones or caution tape or something like this to try to minimize the hazard, but they would be allowed to use, you know, the side of the street to park their trucks and stack their bricks in order to build something. Rabotai, Mishnah Vav, last Mishnah in Bava Metzia, tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, Bava Batra, Shtei Ginot, there's two gardens, Zo Al Gav Zo. One is on the back of the other, meaning they're on a hill, and it's a terraced farming arrangement. There's an area they've flattened off, and then there's sort of a, you know, a bit of a cliff or a steep part of the hill, and then another area above it that's been flattened off to plant on. Hayerek bein tayim, and vegetables start growing out of this steep hill, out of the sides. There's a lower and there's an upper, and then growing out of the almost vertical face in the middle are some vegetables. Rabbi Meir Omer Shel Elyon. Rabbi Meir says these vegetables belong to the owner of the upper level. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Tachton. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they belong to the lower terrace farmer. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Im Yirtze Elyon Likoch Dafro. But if the upper level wanted to bring in an excavator and dig out his dirt and level the whole thing down to the lower level, Ein Kon Yerek. There'd be no more vegetables here because he would have scooped them all out with the dirt. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda counters, Im Yirtze Atachton, if the lower level gardener wanted Lamalot et Ginato, to bring in a dump truck full of dirt and fill in his level and raise his level to be even with the higher level, Ein Kon Yerek, there'd be no cliff face here for vegetables to grow out of at all. Amar Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir accepts this rebuttal. He says, Me'achar sheshneyim yecholim limchot zeh zeh. He says, really, both levels, both gardeners could prevent these things from growing after all. So, roin meheichan yerek zeichai. We have to see from where is this vegetable getting nourished. And lamaisa, that's the soil that belongs to the upper level. It's growing out of that cliff face, and that's right underneath the upper level garden. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has sort of a compromise position. Kol she elyon yochol lifshot et yado velitol. Anything where the upper level owner could bend down, you know, lean over and grab with his hand, hare hu shalo, that he can take. Vashar shel tachton, and the lower stuff could belong to the lower level guy. He's basically saying it's a genai. It's a bit embarrassing for the owner of the upper level to go downstairs and knock on the door and say, hey, listen, could I pull these vegetables out of the wall? Because, you know, the mice, it's my soil, and they might get into a fight. So really what Rabbi Shimon is saying that bedin, lemaisa, everything does belong to the owner of the upper level. However, to save face and not cause problems, it's better for him only to take what he can actually reach without going down to the level of the lower one, and he should yield those things. He should be mevater those items to the lower level. You should know there's a Ben Yehuyada, that's a sefer written by the Ben Ish Chai of Baghdad about 100 years ago. He writes about a lot of the mystical things in Shas. And the Ben Ish Chai says this Mishnah is a mashal to Am Yisrael and the other nations. He says Am Yisrael is like the owner of the upper level, and really everything, every blessing, every brocha, every gashmias, every bounty on the planet is through the merit of Am Yisrael, through our tefillah, through our Torah, the wind and the rain and the sun, and they fertilize everything. But that, like Rabbi Shimon says, even though it really is truly all in our merits and all to the credit of the efforts of Am Yisrael, that it's a gnai, it's a little embarrassing for Jews to sort of stoop down and try to grab extra. We don't want to look greedy. Yeah, it's all from us. It's all a bracha from Hashem because Hashem loves us and wants to benefit the whole world and our merit. But to go and grab more than you need and more than you can reach easily, you know, leave that for everyone else. Let everyone get a bracha too. So it's a very powerful Ben Ish Chai and Ben Yehoyada. Highly recommend the Sefer. And Mazel Tov on completing Bava Metzia. And tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, Bava Batra. Tizkulim Mitzvot.